USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran is now partially blaming the U.S. after admitting it accidentally shot down a Ukraine jetliner. On Iranian TV, the country says its military was at its highest level of readiness amid heightened tensions with the U.S. Iran says those responsible for striking the plane will be prosecuted. Ukraine's president is now asking for the return of bodies and compensation. President Trump said Qasem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In Michigan, they're preparing for a winter storm this weekend that could bring a lot of snow. In the south, plenty of rain and tornadoes are threatening millions from the Mississippi River east to Georgia. There's also the possibility of hail and flash flooding. At least one person has died from the storm so far. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the articles of impeachment against President Trump will be delivered to the Senate next week. The House impeached him 3 weeks ago on two counts, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says the process has taken way too long.
It is not the job of the Senate to try to fix the completely faulty and flawed process that the House Democrats conducted over here.
Washington State Democrat Adam Smith says Pelosi was right to delay the articles.
Put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not being fair in how he's doing this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
He was inducted into the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 1983. He was also a well-known Canadian musician, a writer, and a legendary lyricist. USA Radio Network's John Hunt takes a look back at a rock legend.
The music world has lost another superstar, as the drummer of the Canadian band Rush, Neil Peart, has died after fighting a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer at his home in Santa Monica, California. He was 67. Peart joined Rush in 1974, and his style has served as the main inspiration for generations of drummers in rock, metal, and many other genres. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A total of 145,000 jobs were added to the economy in December as the unemployment figure remained at 3.5%. USA's John Clements reports.
Despite concerns over a trade war with China, the nation's economic expansion continued. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 145,000 in December, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in retail, trade, and healthcare, while mining lost jobs.
When you look at the reports for 2019, there are 2.1 million jobs added to the U.S. economy. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.